Well, I'm here at Hereford Racecourse. We're joined by the clerk of the course, Keith Otterson. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's card. Keith, as we stand here, it's a lovely mild morning. It's dry. It must be a clerk's dream, this, really.
Absolutely, Trevor. It's the best weather we've had since Christmas, I think. It's been blowing a gale with a lot of wind over the last sort of beginning of the week, but this morning we've got a beautiful still morning. The boys are all getting on with the work, ready for Sunday's meeting, and we're really looking forward to it.
It's in stark contrast to, shall we say, just over 12 months ago, really, when, of course, temperatures were minus plenty, shall we say, and racing was off virtually everywhere.
It was. I mean, we were hit particularly hard at Hereford in November and December of 2010, and then when we got into the new year, we had a lot of fixtures, and due to the hard work and dedication of the ground staff, we either covered the track to protect it from frost, which we were successful in doing, or we just about had not enough rain that we weren't waterlogged, and we managed to race all of our early fixtures. And in actual fact, we raced all 19 of the 19 fixtures we had in 2011, so we were very fortunate to do that and delighted with the performance of the ground staff.
You can hear the ground staff in the background on at their work at the moment. So let's look ahead to Sunday's card then. How many races you've got and what time do you start?
We've got seven races. First race is 1 o'clock, 69 declared runners. Good fields for the time of year, given that they're going sort of more on the testing side, although it could dry a little between today, Friday, and the races on Sunday, but it'll still be on the sort of slow, dead side of, you know, maybe just soft ground by then. Very competitive fields as usual. A lot of very much in-form trainers around, particularly Venetia Williams, who's local to the course. She's hit a rich vein of form recently. She's got five runners, and she won a race on the same card last year. She actually won the National Hunt Flat Race, or the bumper, which is unusual for her. She normally has sort of more sort of staying chasers and staying hurdlers, but I'd watch out for all of Venetia Williams' runners on Sunday.
Strange, isn't it, how some yards suddenly hit a vein of form, and Richard Lee has as well in the north of the county, and you know, then go for a while and seemingly nothing will go right, then all of a sudden four or five winners in a row.
It is actually, as you say, it's strange, but it's very commonplace. It's difficult for stables to have enough strength in depth to keep the same level of form all year round. So the sort of huge battalions of Paul Nicholls and Nicky Henderson do manage to have winners throughout the season, but those stables which perhaps don't have so many horses, maybe sort of 40, 50, 60 horses instead of in excess of 100, they will from time to time have quiet periods. And I think the knack from a punter's point of view is to catch them when they're just coming back into form. Richard Lee the other day, he's having the best time he's had for years. He had a great winner at our other course, Chepstow, at Welsh National, Le Beau Bay, ridden by Charlie Post, and that was a very popular success at Chepstow and obviously in Herefordshire.
And if it stays dry, final point, what would you anticipate the going being? You're saying it's on the sort of the dead side of good at the moment, but would you hope it would dry out a little bit perhaps?
Well, at the moment I've called it soft, and it's heavy in places on the hurdles course, and that's generally on the areas of the course that are quite worn, which are unavoidable. But if it stays dry, I don't envisage it getting quick or towards good ground. It'll stay on the sort of dead and slightly tacky side, so it might just be good to soft on the chase course, but still soft on the hurdles course.
But then, as I say, a lot of horses like that. It's horses for courses. Keith, thanks for your time. That's Keith Otterson, who's the clerk of the course here at Hereford. 1 o'clock, the first of the seven races here on Sunday.